Ghafoor Hussain is a committed volunteer. He's traveled from his home in northeast England to several migrant camps in Europe to lend a hand. But now, he doesn't just bring himself. He brings his own bus.
I actually bought the bus off the internet and we went and picked it up. It was about 400 and something miles away from where we live. And then we took it back to the garage where I work and we stripped it all out. And my nephew gave me help to kit it all out as a full mobile kitchen.
A full mobile kitchen equipped with two prep tables, a double drainer sink, five commercial gas stoves and a 260-gallon water tank. Gas containers and storage are in the back and underneath. Hussain bought the large tan bus last December and retrofitted it in his garage in Stockton-on-Tees. That cost him about $9,000, but he got help from his community.
I started off myself personally. Then obviously friends and colleagues and everyone started chipping in and we just had this van delivered from UK and people have donated food and clothing and everything. And they're also giving donations as in money. So like this morning we actually went out to the warehouse and bought 2 pallets of water.
The idea came to him after he visited some migrant camps in Croatia, Slovenia and Austria last fall. He says refugees there were fed cold sandwiches. So he decided they needed hot food, and he has delivered that.
I am the cook as well.
On this day, Hussain's mobile kitchen was parked at the Grand Saint camp near Dunkirk in northern France. He's supplying about 3,000 hot meals per day for people living in tents here.
And we do a tea in the morning as well. Then we do about another maybe 5,000 cups of tea in the evening as well. Because as you can feel, the temperature's very cold. And everything was frozen. Even you can see the ground is still frozen. And there's no hot beverages anywhere on this camp apart from what we supply.
So what kind of meals do you cook?
We cook rice, lentils, chickpeas, red kidney beans, black-eyed beans, pasta, porridge.
Porridge didn't go over too well in this camp of mostly Kurdish refugees. Since most people here are Muslim, like Hussain, he's cooking vegetarian meals to avoid the need for halal meat. It's expensive and hard to get in this small French town. When he left England with his bus in December, Hussain didn't plan to make a stop in France. He was going to visit camps along the route of migrants traveling up through Central Europe.
I went to Austria with a few colleagues. Once I was finished in Austria, then I got a phone call to say that things are really quite bad here in this camp. And then I decided to drive from Austria to here. It took me 2.5 days.
Hussain has been at this campsite now in northern France since mid-January. He's left his son in charge of running the family garage back home. He says he's getting donations from all over Europe, as well as Abu Dhabi and Pakistan, where he was born. But preparing 3,000 meals a day cost about $450, so I wondered whether his funds were going to run out soon.
Well, the way the things are going with the friends and family, I don't think some of my funds will run out. All over UK, people have been funding me.
How long are you planning to be here?
As long as I can keep getting the backing and as long as I can keep going.
So what's your family thinking of all this?
They think I'm a bit mad, but they're getting... No, I've got the full support of my family. I'm hoping to go back for a few days next week and then come back again and keep going.
In fact, Hussain bought another bus, soon to be a rolling kitchen, to meet the demand for food among migrants in Europe. For The World, Adeline Cyr, Grand Saint, France.